Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone together. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrews.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Bless y'all, saints of the Most High Yah. This is your sister Chef coming in. Real quick, just wanted to bless the Most High. We have a beautiful show for you tonight with your host, Mother Jennifer. As Sister Ashley is not with us today, she is recovering quite well, being strengthened in every day, so y'all just keep her lifted in your prayers if you're able to. Hallelujah. We got 52 days until Passover, saints, 52 days until Passover. So real quick, we're going to head out to Mother Jennifer and get a sound check. Hallelujah. Bless y'all.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, saints, daughters of Zion. It's really good to be here. I pray that you can all hear me. I don't have my computer in front of me today, so I don't have a chat room to look at, but Sakina will keep me updated on if I am coming in well or not. I pray everyone is doing well. Let me go ahead and give my acknowledgments, and that'll be my sound check. I just want to give all glory and honor to Yah, the one who continues to just keep us and lead us and guide us. And, you know, without him, we would be absolutely nothing. I want to acknowledge my head, Pastor Rufus, a very sound man who covers and provides for his family. And I just want to say that I truly appreciate the example that he has set before me, the example of love that I see in him daily. And finally, I want to acknowledge our shepherd, Pastor Dowell, the man of Yah, for all that he does for the people of Yah, the sacrifices that have been made from the very beginning so that we can be who we are as a ministry today. So blessings, and that's all I have. And can we please get a sound check on Mother Carol?
Bless you, Daughters of Zion. Thank you, Mother Jennifer, for having me today. And we're praying for Sister Ashley for her speedy recovery. She's just been a little under the weather. I want to give honor and praise unto the Most High Yah, who just has loved us so much, and we are so grateful to him for all that he does for us every day. And even if he did nothing else for us, we still have so much to be thankful for. And I acknowledge my husband, Pastor Dow, the man of Yah, that loved my soul enough to tell me the truth so that I can be saved every day. I acknowledge Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley, all the sisters that do this show every single week. I don't take it lightly. I know that it is a great sacrifice to be able to do this weekly. So all those overseas listening, all the Daughters of Zion, all the leaders, all the men that help to teach us the ways of Yah, I really appreciate you all. And I just wanted to send a special shout out to Sister Aya and Brother Steve and Sister Wenda. Thank you, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Carol. Just wanted to remind everyone to please call in to Straightway, call into the hub, and let them know what your dates will be for Passover. You have to first make sure that you are invited, but the land opens up on March the 20th, and the last date that you're allowed to be on the land is the 31st. So the 20th is the first day, and then the last date to be on the land is the 31st. So please call in, call the hub, and they will get your name put down in the book. All right? Mother Carol, did you have anything that you wanted to add to that?
Mother Jennifer, I do believe that if there is a service on the 31st, I'm not sure. I will find out from Pastor, but if that be the case, then saints will start exiting. Let me make sure I'm looking at the right thing. The 31st of March you had, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the 1st may be the day that people start exiting, and if that be the case, I believe that may have been fine. Yes, I look March 31st to April. So we'll get the proper exit dates from Pastor just to make sure that we have everything under his supervision.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that. Did you have any other announcements that you needed to make?
Well, I did want to say really briefly, we have not had that many people to call in, so please get your dates in as soon as possible because logistically it makes it a little bit difficult to have to do everything at the last minute. So we appreciate that if saints would call in as soon as possible, as soon as they know. Mother Jennifer, if you could just speak briefly about the Be a Blessing, and then I'd like to give a little message that I was speaking with Pastor on after you finish.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. The Be a Blessing list is posted on Straightway Help Meets on YouTube and Straightway TV. You can find the list items when you come for Passover. It's pretty difficult to host so many people, and we just want to make sure that everything is taken care of. Items like styrofoam plates, cups, napkins, things like that. So if you are going to bring something, please contact the dining hall and let them know what you plan to bring, and they can get items marked off of the list. It's always a big help to have those items brought, so you can have them shipped to the land or you can bring them. But please, if you're going to bring something, contact the hub and let them know so that they can go ahead and start getting those items marked off the list. You know, the time will be here. March 20th is going to be here before you know it. So it goes really fast. Mother Carol?
Yes, ma'am. Bless you. Pastor was speaking with me briefly before the show, and as most of you noticed, there's been a shift and a change in the spirit. And, you know, we know the word says that when the spirit of the ruler rises up, you stay in your place. And so I wanted to kind of talk about what has been going on with the ministry lately, and the only word he can give for it is called the reset. He's done a couple of videos trying to explain where we have to go from here, but the reset is kind of the best word he can give it for what is taking place. And I'm sure he'll discuss this further at the leadership meeting. Those of you that will be involved in that will get more of an understanding then. But he really clearly can see that there's been a spiritual decline in the ministry. And first and foremost, he looks at himself, soul searches, fasts, prays to just get everything under, you know, under Yah that he needs to have taken care of himself. But in the past, we've seen many miracles and just wondrous things. You all have heard the stories about the young man that's wrist was split in half almost, and Yah mended it the same day, and how little Maisie's palate was knocked out of her mouth. Yah healed it the same day. Some of you don't even know the story about the tree that was stopped in midair before it fell on our neighbor's house, because we definitely didn't have the money to replace it or the knowledge to rebuild it, and how Pastor called on the Most High, and he literally stopped a tree in midair. But as the ministry has grown so much, there's been an influx. So the closeness with Yah that collectively we had in the past, now it's very individual on some and not really on all. A big part of it is that there has been a lot going on behind the radar. Pastor has ordained elders and leaders, but they still have to be taught. In his eyes, he has had the vision for over 20 years, and the vision has not changed. Yah has not changed the vision, but he has to get back to before it was so big, because Yah would be able to move so much more if we had the faith and just the fortitude that we had in the past. And people are inventing their own ways of doing things, community, because they're not following the blueprint. And he really, he said to me that around 80% is not following the blueprint. So changes have to be made. One of his first concerns, and the main concern of his, is the lack of spirituality and too much carnality. And Straightway does one thing about it. 99% knew nothing about deliverance. 99% of the people that came this way through the man of Yah knew nothing about deliverance. But now, all of a sudden, no one needs it, but the problem still exists carnally. But very few people are getting deliverance, which is the basis of getting closer to the Most High, because you've got to rid yourself of all these worldly ways and all these worldly mindsets and the way that you do things. There's been so much, and he said I could share this, there's been so much going on in the, whether it be in communities or in the ministry or just in individual fellowships or just people that are by themselves that claim to be under the banner of Straightway. There's been things like spousal abuse, out-of-control family members, and the lack of upholding the standard of holiness, especially when your family comes. One thing about it, we cannot conform to carnality. And here at Straightway on the Hub, Straightway doesn't allow anyone to come and not respect our ways and our customs. We've had many people come through this community, and many family members have come to visit those that live on this community. And we require their respect for us and for our customs. And if they've tried to test that boast and not do it, there have been ones that have been allowed not to come back. And just to let you all know that he is not a respecter of persons or a hypocrite, Nellie's mother, Mama Nellie's mother, is one of them. He is no respecter of persons. Her mother came, didn't abide by the standards and the statutes that we had, so she's not ever allowed to come back. and that is someone that's attached to his family. That's his Isha family. So just to let you know that he doesn't do anything special for one that he wouldn't do for another, or vice versa, put up with anything from one that he wouldn't put up with another. So he knows exactly what it takes for us to get back online spiritually so that we can see the power of Yah really move. And he cannot put up with mediocrity. So starting with the leadership on down, there will be changes going on in this ministry, and we really thank the Most High for it. Mother Jennifer?
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. We do thank the Most High for it, and it does really give you a level of gratitude to know that Yah loves us enough to make sure that we follow his way of holiness. You know, it really is to get us to higher levels of holiness. We hear that all the time. And some may not know what that looks like, but we are on the verge of getting to that place. So, Mother Carol?
Yes, ma'am, Mother Jennifer. If you don't mind, I'd like to play a clip. Pastor spoke a few weeks ago on envy and how to overcome it. And we know that these spirits, a lot of them are the lack of gratitude, which is what we want to speak on tonight, because he had brought it up and it just made such an impact. So, Sakina, if you wouldn't mind playing playing the clip for us, please. Thank you.
See, you can always say, I don't have this, or I don't have that, or we are not. You can always say this. My personal opinion about this wicked spirit is how to be delivered of it starts with, drum roll, boom, 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 boom. All right, anybody want to be delivered of it?
Yeah.
Anybody want to be delivered of it?
Yeah.
Let's see what's behind door number one. Anybody want door number one or door nothing? How to be delivered of envy. It comes with one word, and that word is gratitude. You want to have an attitude, have an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Man, I wonder what kind of environment that would bring. Man, see, focus on the blessings Yah has given you in your life rather than focusing on what you don't have. See, I mean, James says that you desire and you have not. Why? Because you're going to assume it on your own lust. It has to do with envy. So rewire your brain. You're not going to obtain everything in the world you ever want. He said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. He's all I need. Give me solid. So the giver that gives every good thing that comes from above, focus on the blessings of Yah that he's given you in your life. I mean, warnings to you women from the scriptures. Y'all want to hear it? Y'all got to hear this, right? Like as a whore, envy is a right, honest, and virtuous woman. Uh-oh. So shall righteousness hate iniquity. See, these are two different kingdoms operating right here. You think that you, because you're a whore and you envy the righteous despise and hate you just as much. The righteous hate iniquity. When she decketh herself and she and shall accuse her to her face, when he cometh, that shall defend him that diligently searches out every sin upon the earth.
Okay, Mother Jennifer, I just wanted to really give that clip because it was just beautiful how he brought that out about envy. But before I go into a scripture, is it okay if I give a little account of gratitude? And I was sharing this with Pastor the other day. Is it okay?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Please do.
you know, we go up the hill to go to the gym, and of course, you know, we had all the snow and the ice and all of these things. So I'm walking up the hill, and usually, you know, the gym time is kind of my time to just, you know, spend time with y'all while I'm working out and things like that. I really enjoy it. But it brought my mind back when I was walking up the hill to, gosh, probably maybe the first winter that we were on the land. And I remember us parking the vehicles at the, maybe the second, because I believe we had the other part of land, the top part of the land. So I remember Pastor and I having to go somewhere, and I believe it was really necessary. So we are walking up the hill. And, of course, you know, he hasn't been out of the military all that long at that time. So he's just marching up the hill as if, you know, not even stopping, not even hardly breathing hard. And I can remember I thought my chest was going to explode. I was huffing and puffing going up the hill. And granted, at this time, I was 30 years old. Now, for what, 26 years later, I was walking up the hill last week, not huffing, not puffing. My chest didn't feel like it was going to beat uncontrollably. And I just thought, Father, I am so grateful that now this late in age, I'm able to do it better than I was able to do it when I was 30. And it just brought tears to my eyes. I was really grateful. I kind of chuckled a little bit to myself, but I was just really grateful for this life, this walk, this way, this land. I mean, it just brought tears to my eyes, just so much that Yah has just blessed me with in the time I've been able to serve him. And I was thinking, I have been serving Yah longer than I have not. So just thinking things like that just really just brought my mind to just complete gratefulness. Do you have any grateful old stories that you have, Mother Jennifer?
I do, Mother Carol, and it's something that you brought that up because, you know, I think a lot of times we skip over things because we think that they're small. You know, it's like you want to look at what Yah is doing for everyone else and you don't focus on what he has actually done for you. We don't take into account that we have air to breathe, that we have the ability to move, that we have the ability to speak. And, you know, I turned 50 a few weeks ago, and I remember telling someone, I said, you know, I feel better physically and spiritually at the age of 50 than I felt when I was in my 30s. I can remember having pain in my joints, you know, in my 40s, and I don't have that anymore. And so I was just really thanking the Father that even as I progress in age, that I'm still able to move, and I don't have the pain that I used to, and that I'm feeling better as I go on in age. So definitely that is a level of gratitude that I think that we have to always focus on, and we have to always remember. And I believe that, again, we overlook it. We're not content where we are. A lot of times we think about, you know, what things used to be. You know, I wish it was like it used to be, or I can't wait until this is over with so I can move on to something greater instead of focusing on where we are now and what he's doing in us right now. Mother Carol?
Yes, ma'am. Very good, Mother Jennifer. I was thinking about the qualities of having gratitude, you know, because gratitude is a mindset, it's a way, it's something spiritual. And so I was thinking about what are qualities that we would have to have gratitude or to be grateful. And one of the things I thought of was not accepting a sense of deprivation. We're not really deprived of anything. And in this country, we have so much. I remember my husband telling me when he came back from third world countries in the military, that there's no poor person in America. At least we have a bridge to live under if you're homeless, because he had seen so much. And I really think about things like that because it seems like in this country we are the most spoiled, the most ungrateful. So just thinking things like that of those that don't have and how you would really long for them to have it. And then another quality I was thinking of was appreciating the simple pleasures, just like you spoke of the simple things of air. just being able to move, not having pain, or even being grateful when we do have pain, because maybe that'll either tell us to slow down or to move a different way. Or I remember Mom Muncie with my back issues that I've had lately, and she says, you know, maybe Yah's trying to tell you to slow down a little bit, you know, thinking I can still do everything that I did in my 20s. So, you know, just little things like that, but, you know, just still being so grateful. And one of the other things was acknowledging that all that we are, it's been given to us by Yah. We have nothing that hasn't been given to us by Him. And I also think about, you know, there's very few people that really give people, tell people their gratitude, how grateful they are for them while they're alive. But then once they're gone, then you sob and you cry over them. You wish you had said this. You wish you had done that. And we have such an opportunity because we're taught so well by the men of Yah, by the leaders, all the teaching, all the preaching. There's so much out there that we're taught so much on how to give to one another. Give a kind word. And one other thing I was thinking on, Mother Jennifer, is self-gratitude. You know, there's a difference between self-gratitude and conceitedness or vanity or something like that, but just really being grateful for who you are in the Most High Yah. And I'll, Mother Jennifer, you go ahead, and then I'll tack on some more to that.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I believe that to being thankful for who Yah has created you to be, it really causes you to overcome the levels of self-hate that the world has just really tried to put on women. And what the world does is the world will say, okay, well, we're going to overcompensate. We're going to overcompensate so that you don't hate yourself, and then you don't look at the areas that need to be changed. But when you come to Yah, you see areas that need to be changed. You see who He created you to be. You see the things that He desires for you to be, and then you work on it. And like you said, it's not like being conceited. It's not about boasting in yourself. It's just living up to a greater expectation that He has for you. Mother Carol?
And I know one of the things that I see in most people that do have gratitude is being stripped of everything. I think there's a great dynamic in that. I see it in those that live on communities, those that I even see a difference on those that came with nothing and are more grateful than some that came with things. And I'm not saying that's all across the board, but just being able to give up everything or sacrifice everything for the Most High, I think brings a great form of gratitude. And sometimes instead of focusing on what you don't have, most have never had it anyway. So you don't even know what it's like to have. And sometimes the grass is always greener on the other side. You may wish position or title or the money that someone has, but you don't know the sacrifices that have been made to get it. You don't know what this woman has to deal with spiritually being in a certain position where, well, she's such and such's wife. She's an elder's wife, or she's a pastor's wife, or she's this, or she's that, or she's more spiritual, or her gifts work better than mine. Well, all of those things, well, have you made any sacrifices to get to that place or to be the type of woman that a elder would want or that a pastor would desire? You know, you have to really search yourself into these things instead of looking at yourself as what you don't have. Be what Yah would have you to be. You know, I've heard women even say that, well, she's more spiritual than me. Her name is always getting mentioned. You don't know what that sister has had to give up, but you say, and sometimes they even say these things in their heart and not outward, but if you do have anything that comes to your mind or in your heart like that, you do need to deal with the spirit of envy and create the spirit of gratitude within you. But I would recommend people make a list of everything you have to be grateful for. That list should be from the ceiling to the floor. Everything you have to complain about should be nothing. Mother Jennifer?
You know, I wanted to say that it's important that you respect the lot that you've been given.
Yes.
Respect what Yah has required of you. And that way you can do that well. You can do it unto him. And you also respect the lot that others have been given so that you can help them complete the tasks that have been set before them. But when you're comparing yourself amongst someone else, it's not a wise thing to do, because then you get caught up with envy and with jealousy, and there's a negativity that comes along with that. So really pay attention to the type of communication that you have in your mind. And Pastor Dow has talked about this a lot. You know, sit still and be quiet and see what thoughts come to your head, you know, to your mind, if they're positive or they're negative thoughts. And there are different things that can affect, you know, negativity. It could be the way that you were raised. It could be the environment that you grew up in. It could be maybe the people that you have in your circle. And we have to remember that this is a spiritual war, and we have to stay focused. So focus on the lot that has been given to you and be grateful for that. Be grateful that Yah saw you fit to carry that out, but no one understand that you can't do it without him. Mother Carol?
I'm glad you brought up the negativity in your mind, because you can have your own negativity, but you also don't need to receive others' negativity. That takes away from your gratefulness and your thankfulness. If you constantly hear negative conversation, negative thoughts, you're automatically going to start the complaining will start to come even from your own self to your own self. So you really have to fight against negativity on the inside and negativity on the outside. I know I was, I've been reading that little book on humility, Mother Jennifer, and I got to the chapter about humility and faith. And the author mentioned that there's only two accounts where the Messiah said that they had great faith, and that is the truth. And one was the centurion that said, I'm not even worthy for you to come to my house if you just say the word only. And the other is when he said the woman got called a dog. And I thought, well, those two times were when people were so abased. And relating it to faith and humility, but I also related it to how grateful they were to even be able to feel like they could ask the Messiah for a healing for their servant or their daughter or anyone. So, you know, even in that humility came from great gratitude to even feel like they could, and they were so grateful, even though the Most High called the woman a dog. She didn't take it negatively. She still found gratefulness in being able to speak with him. So I thought that was really just very powerful. We talked about not focusing on negative thoughts. And, you know, positivity will always bring about gratitude. If you keep a positive mind, I noticed that those that are pessimistic usually are the biggest complainers. Those that are optimistic keep a general good mind on things, on the outlook of things, usually have more of a grateful heart and a grateful attitude. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And, you know, speaking on positivity, you know, I know some of you journal, some of you write things down. You know, every once in a while, it's really good to just write down the things, like Mother Carol said, the things that you are grateful for. You know, I'm grateful for the air. I'm grateful for this life that you've given me, Father. I'm grateful for the opportunity that you have given me to be able to serve you, the fact that I didn't know you, but now I know you, and you're making yourself known, and you're showing me who I am in you. So when you write those things down and you look those things over continually, negativity cannot live in an environment where there's positivity. So you have to literally focus on making sure that you stay positive in your thoughts, because if you have positivity in your heart, then what do you think is going to be able to come out of your mouth? But it's not something that just happens at the snap of a finger. You really have to work on it. Like I said, you know, this world has really done its job as far as making sure that people are thinking about COVID. You know, everything since COVID, everything is negative in the world. You know, it's doom and gloom. Everything is. There's scare tactics. There's things that the world wants you to believe. If you don't take this, then you're going to die, pretty much is what they tell you. But if you have that positivity, that gratitude in your heart that, okay, Father, I know you are the one that keeps me through all of this, and you build your faith in him, then that is what keeps you from being negative in your heart, and then your mouth can continue to follow that pattern. Mother Carol?
Yes, ma'am. If you're not happy with what you have, you definitely won't be happy with what you get. And I noticed that being grateful for what has been taken from you doesn't usually exist. You know, if you have good health and it's taken away from you, your gratefulness is not there. But what if it's to slow you down, to show you something, to show you something within yourself? What if Yah had to use a certain situation to get you to stop and focus on him, pay attention to him, pray more, fast more? So we very rarely are grateful for what's been taken away from us. And gratefulness is usually manifest when things are given. That's one very big key. But if we have the lack of, then usually the self-pity comes in, the woe is me. But that should be the time when we are very, very thankful and grateful to the Father for whatever is taking place in our lives. Just being content at whatever state we find ourselves in. Perspective is everything. And ours in this society, in this generation, is usually off. Our perspective is on what we don't have instead of the blessings that we do have. So changing your perspective in your mind. This country has, in this dispensation of time, we're extremely fortunate, but we fail to appreciate it. Like I said, pastor being in other countries, and I've been to and lived in other countries and visited other countries, I look at where we are in this dispensation of time being Israel, and sometimes you can say that, yes, we're in the best captivity, but are we really? Are we really? Because you see things taking place in third world countries where they're raising their people from the dead because they don't have all the dependencies and all of the distractions that we have in this society. So is it really? Sure, it's a blessing to be here and live here and live on Yah's land, but that is the blessing. That is what we should be grateful for, but we can always grow more from here, grow more with what we have. We've been given much as Israelites in this generation. We've been given so much, and Yah requires so much more of us. So our attention and focus must be on what we already have, what we possess, and how we can grow more in Yah with the things that we possess, because he's given us his spirit. He's given us the gift of gifts, and he's given us the ability to be able to cast out demons. He's given us the gifts of healings and miracles and all of these things. So we have to be so grateful with what we possess in that. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. You know, I like that you mentioned focusing on what we have and what he has given. And sometimes there are things that are taken away from us. And, you know, it made me really think about the fact that we are here for Yah. We belong to him. And when you have your own will and your own way, you know, the way that you want things to go, it sets you up for disappointment. And you'd be amazed at how many people are actually dealing with disappointments. You know, they're disappointed in Yah, and he's done nothing at all. So really, you set your own self up because you have your own way that you wanted things to happen. He's not going to come in and bless your plan. What he wants is for you to submit and to be obedient to him. We belong to him. So focus on what we have. Focus on what he has given us, and we are to follow his plan. Mother Carol?
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. Mother Jennifer, I wanted to talk about some solutions to ungratefulness. I had a few things that I had written down to practice, because I don't like to bring something up and we don't have a solution for the daughters of Zion to be able to work on something with themselves or to practice something. Of course, the first and foremost is developing a closer relationship with the Most High Yah. That will, when you're able to really speak to him and have him move in you in a way that you've never seen before, it will bring about such a sense of gratefulness. And don't complain, even to yourself. Don't allow yourself to complain about your life, your situation, your circumstances, none of these things. Don't allow yourself to complain in the spirit of your mind, because if you stop your complaining, then it'll stop coming out of your mouth. Your mind will free and rid itself of something, just like an addiction. If you are addicted to, I'm just going to make up something, coffee. If you're addicted to coffee and you decide to stop drinking coffee, and at first you're going to still have those stumbles, but over time your addiction won't be there. So over time your mind won't process in a complaining way. So getting that first and foremost out of your mind, and not speaking more than you listen. So many times we're so into talking, and that's what brings about complaints and discontentment and all of these things, instead of just stopping, listening, so that you can hear more the voice of Yah. You can't hear the voice of Yah when you're always talking or always complaining or always have something to say or can't listen, can't stop, can't do. You know, it's all of these things just jumble our mind up so much so to the point where we can't even recognize the voice of the Most High. And being grateful even through our trials, even through difficulties, because knowing that they are there to perfect you is another key to being able to have a spirit of gratefulness, which will bring about humility and contentment and all of these things. And not placing your identity in what you have or what you don't have. Just being content with who you are in the eyes of Yah, what he has made you, how he's created you. And I know especially when we came into the knowledge of the truth of who, of us being the Most High's people, of us truly being the seed of Israel, to me brought about such a sense of gratefulness, because in this society, we are all, especially people of color, are always put at a lesser state because of the dispensation of time that we're in. We know that it's because of the curses. But all of these things add up and they build up. And so that brought about such a sense of gratefulness and thankfulness that that Yah would see fit to choose us as a people. So take time to think about these things. Take a moment to, even in a difficult situation, to stop and think before you act, before you react in something out of unrighteousness. Stop and think about what you should be grateful for. The things that you have. You may not have anything material, but you have so much to be grateful and thankful for spiritually. Mother Jennifer?
And you know, Mother Carol, that's a really good list. And the only thing that I want to add to that is, you know, when you're going through something difficult and it's difficult for you to be grateful, it's difficult for your flesh to be grateful during that time, go back and consider all that Yah has done. And when you go back and just think about everything that he has done, and you know that he is always faithful, and then you can just really stand in awe of him, and you can be amazed and know that he is a Yah that doesn't change. He will always keep you, and he always keeps his promises. So that is something that will truly help you get through, you know, a time when your flesh doesn't desire to be grateful. You have to force your flesh to be grateful. And once you do that, once you push your flesh out of the way, it becomes easier and easier. Mother Carol?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Mother, I really didn't have much anything else. I wanted to read a scripture before we start to close up. Us talking about gratefulness and thankfulness brought my mind to Psalms 95. Maybe about 1 through 3 or 4, and I'll read it from the New Revised Standard Version, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am, please do.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Most High. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For Yah is a great God and the great King above all the creation. That's all I really had, Mother Jennifer. I told you all we would not be before you long. Mother, if you have anything else, and if not, we can close out.
No, ma'am. Perfect way to end the show. Thank you so much, Mother Carol, for being with me. We miss you, Sister Ashley, and bless you, Sister Sakina, for your labor. Shalom.